The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that answers the question,
is it possible to make a vowel sound out of a potato?
Can the word potato be a verb?
What about an actual potato? Can that be a verb?
What about the word verb? Can the word verb be a verb? Can it be a potato?
Mama, I'm scaring myself.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, Albin, it's Fun Facts Friday.
Yes, it
because
is.
It's George Washington's birthday.
Happy birthday.
George Washington is a hero.
Oh, he is.
And, yes, he's a hero.
Hmm.
And you know who also is a hero?
Certainly.
My friend Faith McDonald.
Yes,
Faith McDonald,
is.
In case he didn't listen to Hour 1 today, we have good news on the Facebook front.
Mm-hmm.
She posted the picture of the 21 Coptic martyrs
mm-hmm.
and was shut down by Facebook because the people at Facebook make big mistakes.
Yeah.
And so here you have a woman trying to help those who are being persecuted around the world for their faith, being murdered by Muslim radicals. And she puts this thing up, four-year anniversary, and Facebook shuts her down. Now, I don't know why these kinds of things happen, but it's ultimately not cool at all. It's very, very uncool. And so we said on this program, look, we need to get word out because this is just insane. So she's a hero of religious freedom around the world. This is Faith McDonald. She's a hero. And so she gets shut down. So I said, look, I'm going to post news about this on Twitter, on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell everyone I know to share this stuff. And those of you who shared it, you're listening right now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is tremendous. It's important stuff. So I also used the photo that got her banned. I put it as my cover photo, and I asked all of you to do the same. My cover photo, it's still the same cover photo, and I'm not going to take it down. I think we need to leave it up as a reminder to people of these martyrs and to remind Facebook that they really have to be more careful because this was very scary when she got shut down.
Yes.
But the good news is she was reinstated. Praise the Lord.
Right. And she actually talked to a real person, I believe, and got this all straightened out.
Well, yeah. It could have been a bot impersonating a person. It could have been an algorithm impersonating a bot.
Ew.
And the bot could have been a Russian bot. But we don't care. She got reinstated.
That happens to me all the time.
So that's the good news, number one. Number two, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to one of the greatest football heroes of all time, the great Fran Tarkenton is going to be on this program. Albin,
I almost did a spit take.
Don't do that. Because we have all this equipment. So we have Fran Tarkenton in a couple of minutes. I want to remind people the whole MyPillow thing.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage is suffering because the MyPillow stuff is so comfortable that my wife and I have let everything go.
Mm.
Bills aren't getting paid. The both of us are like comatose because the pillow topper is so comfortable. The pillows, the sheets, it's just a cocoon of comfort. And our dog is not getting fed. Everything's falling apart.
What's his name? Ratatouille? What's his?
We don't even remember anymore.
Oh.
We're so messed up, man.
Georgie.
And so I want to say, if you are interested in comfort, you go to MyPillow.com. Just order a bunch of stuff. And you know what you could do, actually? You could order the stuff for your friends, okay? Because check this out. This is, again, you want to know why I'm so like cuckoo about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They put scripture verses in with the package.
They do.
Okay, you want to talk about politically incorrect? Yeah. I open up the pillow box and out pops this little thing. It's from like Zephaniah or something like that.
I know.
That.
Some of the minor prophets.
And I thought to myself, but it was really encouraging and beautiful. And I thought just the fact that Mike Lindell's company uses their platform to share encouraging scripture verses. I mean, that's so cool. So go to MyPillow.com, order anything you want. You will never wake up again. In some ways, that's good. But get a huge alarm clock because this stuff is so comfortable. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, then hit yourself over the head with it to get up.
Here's the punchline. Whatever you order,
yes,
you must put in the code Eric or Metaxas because everything on there, there's pet pillows. John Zmirek is getting two beagle pillows.
Yeah.
There's all this stuff you can order, travel pillows for your neck when you're on the plane. There's all this different stuff.
And I just want to make sure that people know, Eric or Metaxas, somebody put Albin in and it came back, who?
So no, if Eric, you put an Albin, they put a surcharge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have
so
to get it correct.
So you got to be careful.
It's got to be Eric or Metaxas. And if you don't put that in, you don't get the discount. And you're going to do jail time.
You will.
All right. You need to think about that, folks. You don't want to go into the can, do time in the jug and you know, waste your life because you didn't put in the code Eric or Metaxas.
If
so
you
please.
Do go in, though, bring the pillow topper with you. The
if they'll let you, in some prisons, they will let you bring
right there on
some of your own bedding.
The cot, yeah.
Okay. We want to get serious for a second here. We have, before we go to Fran Tarkenton, I can't believe we're going to talk to Fran Tarkenton. Before we go to Fran, we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. There is a tragedy going on in Haiti right now. It's bad, folks. I mean, we want to avert our eyes, but let's look at the bright side. We could do something about it. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, there's a banner for Food for the Poor. The bottom line is it's a humanitarian a crisis, and Food for the Poor is one of these organizations we vetted, and they really, they do tremendous work. So if you want to help. And look, we've got to do something about something. You can't just say it's somebody else's problem. So you pick your stuff. If this isn't your thing, you can give to something else. But I just want to say that this is something we believe in. We believe in Food for the Poor. We know what's happening in Haiti is very serious. And to encourage you to give, let me say this, and I'll give you a phone number in a minute. But to encourage you to give, $320 will feed an entire family for a year. And water for life, because that's a whole other situation in Haiti. Okay, and they're going hungry. Try to imagine in our hemisphere, not far from our shores, there's such corruption and such brokenness and poverty. So $320 feeds a family for a year, water for life. If you give just $100, we will give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super.
That's right.
Now Metaxas Super used to be not that great, but we kept telling you someday,
yeah.
TBN is going to build us a studio, and
here we are.
We're here,
yeah,
and it's beautiful. And it's not just the studio, but the cameras, the whole thing.
They can see every zit
that's not covered up by Jackie, the makeup woman.
She's wonderful.
Every zit. You could see in high def and whatever. So if you want to watch this program or you want to give that as a gift to somebody, that's like a 70-something dollar value. We're going to give that to you free if you give $100 to Food for the Poor. But you have to hurry up, okay? So you go to MetaxasTalk.com and you do that. You get that subscription for an entire year. And you can watch these programs. This is so cool. Now, we're putting some of these out on YouTube just so you can see what it is that you're going to get. But anyway, if you give $250, you get two free super memberships.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give one to a friend.
Yes.
And they can watch this show.
Yes.
And they can hear about all these wonderful guests. But you also get a signed hardcover of my Miracles book, which is a $40,000 value. That's the street value.
What?
A signed copy. Yeah, if it's signed by Napoleon.
Oh.
But if it's signed by me.
Good to know.
Then it's probably worth like about $50. But seriously, a Miracles book signed by me. You get that two free memberships. If you give $500, you get two free memberships to Metaxas Super. You get the signed Miracles book. And you get a signed Donald book.
Mm.
Yeah, Donald Drains the Swamp.
Yay.
You get a signed Donald Drains the Swamp book. And the first five people today who give at the $500 level, we're going to throw in something insane.
Insane.
a live guinea pig. And if we run out of those,
yes,
we're gonna give you a leather-bound edition of Bonhoeffer. This is an $80 book published by Griffin Editions. If you get my weekly e-bet blast or follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you've seen pictures of it. It's like one of the most beautiful things. I'm so honored that they put me and this book in their library. It's like, you know, they got Tocqueville, they got, like, you know, Plato, and Eric Metaxas's Bonhoeffer. So it's such a gorgeous book. You can get a copy. Now, if you give $1,000, you'll get one of those and a studio visit. But just $500 if you give today, if you're one of the first five to give $500, you'll get one of those books. Obviously, if you give $10,000, you get all of this stuff, studio visit and dinner with Eric Metaxas.
There you
go.
And
if I'm not available, you're on your own. All right, folks, when we come back, I think we're talking to Fran Tarkenton.
Yes,
the phone number. Here's the number. Ready? 844-863-HOPE. 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 Let me say it again. 844-863-HOPE. The first five people only. So you're gonna have to jump on that $500 level. Hey, folks, I like to have fun, but I want to talk to you about something that I take very seriously, the Bible. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God, as I do, you know it's important to study and understand what it says. And today we're very fortunate to have some very powerful tools to help us study the Bible. The team at Faith Life recently launched their latest version of Logos Bible software, Logos 8. When I heard users calling Logos 8 the best upgrade in years, I knew how to try it for myself. And you know what? They're right. Logos is easier to use and faster than ever. Just tell Logos what you want to study, and it walks you through each step, laying out the books and tools you need along the way. It really is serious Bible study made simple. And now Logos 8 is more affordable than ever. In fact, you can try it for free. So if you're a self-described Bible geek who wants to add hundreds of resources to your study library, or you simply want to take your personal devotions to a new level, I urge you to give Logos 8 a try. Try Logos 8 for free. Go to logos.com/Eric or call 888-670-3148 and get started right away. That's logos.com/Eric.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-311-9115. 800-311-9115. That's 800-311-9115.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're going to be talking about senior abuse. You've heard of this, right? There's a new book out called Safe and Secure, 10 Essential Steps for Seniors to Protect Against Financial Abuse. This is a huge issue in our time. The book on the subject, which I just spoke the title of it, is by Fran Tarkenton and Rick Gossett. And we're going to have Fran Tarkenton on now. Now, when I first read that, I thought this is the Fran Tarkenton who's, you know, the Hall of Fame quarterback with the Vikings and the Giants and stuff. And I got all excited. And then I realized it's not that Fran Tarkenton. It's just a no-name bum named Fran Tarkenton. And so anyway, I'm really disappointed. Fran Tarkenton, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, you sound like the other Fran Tarkenton. Look. Don't play head games with me. Are you the same Fran Tarkenton that played for the Vikings when they were good?
Let me see. You know, I'm going to be 79 years old on February the 3rd, but I do remember that I did play in three Super Bowls out of the first 11. I did play 18 years in the National Football League. I played 5 years in New York and 13 years in Minnesota. And I did set all the passing records back then. My passing records held for 17 years, and the passing records of Peyton Manning and now Drew Brees, they last for about 2 minutes. So that's me.
It sounds like you really are that guy. I really kind of hoped you weren't that guy because I didn't want to get nervous interviewing you. Look, I'll just pretend that I never heard of football.
Yes, pretend you never heard of football and so forth.
I'm a baseball guy. Look, if you were Tom Seaver, I would be impressed. But you know, Super Bowls, I don't watch that stuff. Look, it's an honor. It's such an honor to have you on. It's a thrill to have you on. And it's interesting to me. First of all, you know, it's always shocking when our childhood idols are suddenly 79. It's like, that's not possible. You can't be 79 years old because I saw you, you know, running on the TV screen 10 minutes ago.
Sure.
But you're 79. So suddenly you've had all these different careers after football stardom. And right now you felt compelled as a 79-year-old to put your name behind this issue and to co-author the book with Rick Gossett because you feel this is really one of the big issues of our time.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Most football players of my era and this era really didn't do much other than play football. Not a knock on them, that's just what they did. Roger Staubach has done very well in business after football. My first salary in football was $12,500. And my last salary was $275 in 1978, and in my entire 18-year career, my total football income was about $1.3 million. And today, you've got the quarterback of Minnesota, Kirk Cousins, signed a 3-year contract for $78 million guaranteed. And so, back in that day, you know, I worked. I had a paper route when I was 7 years old. I've worked all my life. I've made things happen.
You're not just some pretty boy athlete. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, and I've worked all my offseason. I made more money in the off seasons building my businesses and building businesses than I did in playing football in the fall.
Wow.
And
actually,
so
that's very impressive.
I have done all that, and I have now owned six companies. I'm building a new healthcare company that's we're going to launch in April that's going to just change the whole marketplace. And so I work with, you know, I'm in the marketplace. I'm very close to the Apple people, a great fan of what Apple is, and I'm one of their largest individual shareholders. And I partner with big companies in doing things that we do, and ADP is a 75-year-old payroll, biggest payroll company in the world, multi-billion-dollar payroll company. And I partnered with them starting 4 years ago, and we do a lot of work with entrepreneurs and trying to give them tools and services and coaching to be able to do better. 29 million small businesses in America.
Wow.
And so we do that, and we do a lot of work in the insurance industry in helping seniors in their retirement income planning. We've done that for 20 years. In the last 2 years, I started looking at this whole thing of seniors' financial abuse against seniors. And this is an epidemic.
Yes, it is.
I talked in the last 2 years of doing research and putting a group of people on this of what's going on here. It's awful. It is impacting just about every family in America negative way.
It has impacted my family. And
sure.
It is it's a scandal because it is the definition of immorality. It is as immoral as it gets to abuse people because they're maybe too old to be paying attention to little things, to take advantage of that. It's as despicable as it gets. And the fact that it is an epidemic says something about the culture, our moral culture in America. It's an astounding time. But so what can people do? I mean, in the book, Safe and Secure.
First of all, you establish, here's what people can do out there. It affects every, if you're the son, the daughter, or the father, mother, grandfather, you got to understand that this affects you. And you've got to understand that and look at it for what it is, because if you don't identify that this is a problem, you'll never solve any problem, right?
That's right.
So that's the number one thing. And then I went out and really use the people that I have here, and I wanted to, I've written a lot of books, leadership and selling and my life story and all that stuff. But this is the most important book and the most interesting that I've ever done. We just launched it yesterday, and so I went out and got with a group of people to give me how can we help people stop this thing going on in their life. It is awful. So what we came up with were 10 steps. You can read this book in an hour to hour and a half. It gives you the essential steps, but I'll just give you a little. Number one, you got to take ownership that this is a problem. And it's not only a problem with the technology abuse that we read about every day, of Wells Fargo Bank and what they did, and the credit unions and what they did, abusing our information. And all the tech companies seem to be doing it, and the banks seem to be doing it. And then we got real criminals out there that are compromising us, and we got to recognize that, first of all, if you don't have any money, you don't have to worry about it. But if you do have some money, and most of my generation saved money, worked, and are responsible, then you got to understand that you've recognized that there is a problem. You cannot let one person get inside you and try to manipulate you, and that happens all the time. It might be a daughter, it might be a son, it might be a family friend, it might be a caretaker, it might be a housekeeper, and they want to isolate you as a senior, whether you're healthy or maybe you're demented, right? And when they isolate you, that's a real bad sign, and you're in trouble.
Now, that's something I want to ask you, because this is a big thing. First of all,
yep,
we have a lot of people listening to this program, and they are, let's say they have one person that they trust to help them manage their affairs and so on and so forth. And there have been cases, and that's what you're talking about, where that one person you trust isn't really trustworthy. Whether they do it wittingly or unwittingly, they're not serving your best interests. It's a tough thing to tell someone that your son or your daughter, whom you love, is not serving your best interest. This is it's an emotionally complicated issue.
Yes, but you've got to recognize that you don't want to fall into that pit, because they are they think that your money is their money, whether if it's a daughter or whether it's a son or whether it's a grandson or a granddaughter, any family member or somebody that's worked with you for 20 years. They think that they've been so important to your life that you made all this money and you're going to die in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So they want to get their hands around this money, the control of this money.
Wow.
And that's why the biggest mistake you make is having one person involved. And in this, I say very simply, you can all do this. You need to build your own little wall. We hear about walls lately,
yeah,
in the political world, but a little wall around you, and in that wall should be, you know, someone who's a trusted lawyer. You don't have to hire and pay a lawyer, a family member or a friend of your trusted. This is not a full-time job for a trusted lawyer, a trusted accountant, a trusted financial advisor, and maybe a trusted family member.
So when you have the ability to do this before it's too late, we're going to a break here, folks. I'm talking, I can't believe it, to the great Fran Tarkenton. This is a big issue. Stick around. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Democrats have introduced a resolution to block the national emergency declaration that President Trump issued to fund his long-sought wall with the Mexican border. The move today sets up a constitutional fight that could result in the president's first veto. That House vote will be next Tuesday. The Trump administration and Chinese negotiators resumed high-level talks today aimed at resolving a trade dispute. A Chinese team led by Vice Premier Liu met this afternoon with President Trump at the White House. Attorneys for drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman are asking for a new trial in light of what they say was jury misconduct during his drug conspiracy trial. On Wall Street, stocks are higher across the board. The Dow up 139 points. The Nasdaq ahead 52. This is SRN News.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now. folks. I wish I could let the music play, but I've got something even better. I happen to have on the line someone you may have heard of if you've lived in America in the last 50 or so years. His name is Fran Tarkenton, veteran of three successful careers. We're not talking about football. We could be talking about his being a quarterback for the Vikings and the Giants and all the records and stuff. But right now, we're talking about career number three or two or three having to do with finance. Fran Tarkenton, really just an honor to be talking to you about such an important subject.
Thank you, Eric. And it is. It's one of the great challenges of the 21st century,
yes,
and that is our seniors having financial abuse, it's my generation of people.
Well, let me ask you. The title of the book is Safe and Secure. People can remember that, and they can certainly remember Fran Tarkenton. But we were just talking about, you said the first thing to do is not to get isolated. In other words, while you have the ability, you said you need to get some kind of a lawyer, some kind of an accountant, some kind of a financial advisor, and some kind of family member, but not just to have one person kind of running everything.
You need to build your own security wall. And you don't need to go out and find a lawyer who's going to charge you $200. Get a family friend lawyer. This is not a full-time job for them. I want to help you. And by having a group of four that are there, are checks and balances on each other. When you will have your housekeeper who's been there with you for 20 years try to isolate you, or a family member, caregiver, and they want to isolate you, and they really think, they make themselves think that you owe them this money.
Yeah.
That you're not, you don't have much time to live, and they're going to try to get that money away from you, and it's that your biggest enemies are your family members and your caregivers.
Now, how do you?
And so,
but how
you know,
do you?
We got to really make it so we got to make your finances transparent. We got to be simple, and we have to have a goal. We're going to stop this financial abuse of centers.
Well, it's interesting
of seniors. We're going to stop it, and the way we're going to stop it is get the kind of help I'm just telling you. But in the book, I lay out in great detail what the problem is. I lay out in great detail how you can solve the problem and how you can put a stop to this issue, which you need to recognize that you've got the problem. We all do. And you've got, I don't care whether you're healthy now at age 70 or 80 or whatever, or 60, but you've got to put this plan together. And I take this, it takes you an hour to hour and a half to go through this book, and it will give you every step, everything that you should do to be able to stop this happening in your life and protecting you from that.
Well, it's interesting because what you're talking about, these are just good life principles. In other words, you don't, it's kind of like saying in business, and this is my own personal instinct, right? I would just say, like, I like that guy and I trust that guy, whatever. But people around me say, look, Eric, you might trust that guy, but that's the whole point of a contract. That's the whole point of doing it this way, is that if something goes wrong, you have this other thing to ride herd on that. You don't need to say that, oh, your friend is going to try to cheat you.
No,
or your son
right.
is going to try to cheat you. But you need to protect yourself in case something goes south. You have other people in the group. So I just want to make this clear to people listening. It doesn't mean that your son or your daughter or caregiver is going to cheat you. But the point is, it is unwise not to plan just the way you would getting a contract on a house or anything. You go through the proper channels. And that's really what you are suggesting, is that this is the proper way to do it. This is not an insult to your kids. This is simply the proper way. And if your kids don't understand that, then they need to understand it, and they can look at this book as well.
Yeah, and we're going to take you through that. We're going to take you through, you know, number one, that you're a target. You got to recognize potential abusers. You've got to admit to yourself that you're vulnerable. Once you're there, then we can start helping you. You got to simplify your finances. You got to make your finances transparent. We take you through how to do that. You got to organize your key financial, medical, and legal documents. We'll take you through how to do that. And all is in this book, step by step. And we want to protect your personal identity. I mean, the identity crisis is also a part of this whole thing. And then we'll show you how to build this support group that is transparent between each other. And so we have a check and balances there. Do not let any one of your children, do not let any one of your financial people or lawyer, don't let one person isolate you, because they will compromise. And I can give you, we give them in the books, examples of people taking the money from the senior. Oh, I'm going to borrow $5,000 or $10,000. I'll put it back in. They never put it back in.
Isn't that amazing?
They have no checks and balance on them. They have a free run on your money. You cannot let that happen. And that's why the book, this is not a novel. This is a book to ensure that you're going to be able to live your senior years in a financially good way, and your nest egg that you've worked so hard to put together is going to be protected.
Well, this is just this is huge stuff. We're going to go to another break. Folks, I'm talking to Fran Tarkenton. You may know him as the Hall of Fame quarterback for the Vikings and the Giants, but it turns out he's not just some dumb jock, just in case you were afraid of that. He is a brilliant man and a businessman, and this is a huge issue of our time. You keep listening. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Folks, it's the Architects Show. That's Paul McCartney and Wings. They're not in the studio. And I'm talking to Fran Tarkington, the Fran Tarkington. He's also not in the studio, but I'm in the studio, so I got you covered. Fran Tarkington, really just a spectacular honor to be speaking with you and to be talking to you about such an important subject. You obviously have a real passion for this because you are a businessman. You've thought this through and you've seen what an epidemic this is. This is financial abuse of seniors. So the book is Safe and Secure. Folks, I want you to know the title is Safe and Secure by Fran Tarkington and Rick Agosset. So what are some of the other steps that folks need to take? You talked about building this firewall, building a team of people, friends who have expertise legally, financially, not just family members.
Yeah.
So that
well,
people.
I think you're, you know, I'll give you a simple thing that I've done since I was 21 years old. I've got now multiple businesses, a lot of employees. I sign every check. I sign every check. I know every day exactly what my bank balance is. I know exactly what my stock balance is. We've got to make sure. If you've got all your faculties, you've got to be able to, you know, you've got to simplify your finances, and you've got to make your finances transparent. You've got to be sure that you understand it. If your husband and wife, you're still living, both need to understand it. And then as you bring in the team of people that can be your support system, that little wall that you can build. They've got to understand where all the money is, and we got to simplify. This is not complicated stuff. It shouldn't be complicated, and we want to be able to simplify that. But I think, you know, to talk about, you know, the financial abuse means more than just losing your retirement nest egg, my fellow seniors out there. And Eric, it could mean losing your independence. And being subject to fraud and coercion and intimidation and isolation. And it's just, for people going through this today, it is just horrific. And you seniors, you've got to, I just plead upon you. If you don't read the books, if you don't, you just got to, you've got to just understand that you are a target. You, if you haven't been targeted already, you'll be targeted today, tomorrow, or next week. You are a target, and you've got to address that. And what we do is give you a very simple roadmap of how you stop this.
Right.
It needs to be stopped. And Eric and I, we've been talking about this. And the biggest culprits that are going on are your family members. It's, are your sons and daughters?
Yeah,
your aunts and uncles. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
When I came into the National Football League in 1961, long time ago, I made $12,500, and my relatives, cousins, aunts, uncles, this was a lot of money back then for them.
Yeah,
I did not have a month in my rookie year where I didn't get letters from people to give me $500. $1,000. That happened throughout my career. And you know what I said to all of them? I'm not an ATM machine.
Actually, you did not say that to them because ATM machines were not invented.
I understand. But that's what I would say today. I told them I wasn't a bank.
Right, that's right.
And I didn't. It was always they wanted me to loan money, right?
Well, let me ask you.
Money.
But I have to ask you, Fran, how is it? I mean, back in 1961, you were practically a kid. How did you have the wisdom? Because that is really something that many of us just don't have. And somebody says, when I started doing okay financially as a writer, you know, yeah, you'll have relatives or whatever come up. And they don't realize, first of all, that, you know, you're not rich or what. They don't know that. They just see an opportunity and they're good people. But how did you at age 21 have the good sense to say that?
I started making money with I was in Washington, D.C. on the paper route at age 7. And from age 7 to I was out of college, 21, I worked, and I had my own money. I never asked my father and mother after age 15 for a dime. I never did. I managed, and by managing my own money and earning my own money, I became very cognizant that people would come and try to get my money from me. And I learned that by being in business, if you will, as a youngster. I tell people now, the best thing you can do for your kids is get them to do a job. Wash cars on the weekend, whatever it is, to earn some money and get that money in your hand, and you know that there's a correlation with what you made and what you have. And when you have that background, you don't want someone to come and steal your money.
Isn't that interesting? When you've worked for it that way, you take a different attitude to it. But it's just fascinating to me that way back in 1961, as a young man, you had this good sense. Because a lot of people, good-hearted, they say, well, you know, I want to help out so-and-so, so-and-so. And it's very easy to do that. I mean, I've been guilty of that where you're, you know, it's easy to be the nice guy. It's a little harder to say, wait a second, you know what, I don't think this is wise. I'm going to have to say no. It's a lot easier to say yes.
Yeah, my secretary was in here this morning, and she's been with me 27 years. And she's watched me. I don't want people coming at me demanding money from me. I go away. But I give money to people that I want to give money to because I have money to be able to do that.
Right.
Whether they are my friends, my family, my workers. But if they come to me and knock on my door and say, I need $5,000 because you've got so much money, give me the $5,000.
Right.
I resent that. And that sets a bad precedence because that person who's going to go ask me, they're going to go ask 20 more people. Well, and so the sin that we really have, if we made some money in our life, we really haven't demanded of our children that they need to go out and work. We want to do everything for them, pay for their education, pay for this, pay for their clothes, da, da, da. And then you find out that they're age 50, and you're still paying for them.
Yeah.
But you're paying for them and your grandchildren.
Yeah.
And your listeners know that's true.
And you haven't done anybody any favors.
That's a bad thing.
No, of course. It's bad for the kids. That's the whole point. If you love your kids, you would never do that for them. You need to be very careful. If you give them too much, you're going to wreck them. And then when you go away, they're useless. They're hopeless. They're not good to anybody. We're going to be right back for a final segment with the great Fran Tarkenton. Thanks for listening.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking from the White House moments ago, President Trump says he's optimistic that the U.S. and China can iron out their differences on trade.
Is it more likely that a deal happens or doesn't happen? Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen.
On another topic, the president told reporters he looks forward to the upcoming report from special counsel Robert Mueller. He said if it's an honest report, it will find he did not collude with Russia. House Democrats have introduced a resolution to block the national emergency declaration that President Trump issued to fund his long-sought wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Today's move sets up a constitutional fight that could result in the president's first veto. That House vote will be next Tuesday. Ahead of the closing bell, the Dow is ahead 136 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I have the privilege today of speaking with the great Fran Tarkenton. You may know him from the Minnesota Vikings or from the New York Giants or from the Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame. But right now we're talking about finances. There's a new book out that he's written along with Rick Gossett. The book is called Safe and Secure, 10 Essential Steps for Seniors to Protect Against Financial Abuse. Fran, let me ask you a quick question here in terms of the theory behind everything you were just saying. I know your book is published by Regnery, so you've got some conservative values. One of those values is that we don't live in a socialist society or in a communist society, that we believe in not just the free market, but we believe in the idea of entrepreneurship. We believe in the idea that people ought to be able to make money so that they have the wisdom, they can give it where they want. So when people come to you and say, you know, you got a lot of money and I got to get some of that, that violates fundamental American principles. The other day we had this young woman, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, say that she thinks people being billionaires, that that's immoral. And I thought, wow, she doesn't know it. Yeah. She's a communist. She doesn't realize what she is saying. And you're touching on some of this, that the beauty of a country that allows people to use their business acumen and hard work to make money, and that that is their money, and that they have the right to give it where they want to give it, not when people demand that you need to give it to me.
I have never, in my almost 79 years, seen anything like what we're going through now. I never thought in this greatest country that's ever been, and we had a two-party system, Republican, Democrat, that have been there forever, and debate, and now it's I've got a different country showing up.
That's
where
right.
I've got absolute socialists.
Yeah,
and you just mentioned one.
Yeah,
and that are running for president, and that are congressmen and senators that are saying that, you know, let's give everybody a minimum salary. Let's pay for everybody's education. Let's pay for everybody's health care. Let's pay for everything and make people helpless. And the more we do, that never has worked in any civilization. And all the silent majority out there that believe in the basic free market system, democracy, everybody has a voice. And just because they differ from our voice doesn't make them bad. They've got to have a voice. And if we don't stand up for the principles of free market enterprise, of our Constitution and our rights, and we let the socialists come in and take over and try to make you guilty, and you're guilty because you believe in this country and you love this country and you really don't believe in socialism, but if you mention it, they're going to yell and scream at you and burn your house down and threaten you and be angry at you. You cannot, we cannot bend to that. I've known Donald Trump since he's 23, and none of us are perfect, but Donald Trump is out there getting attacked. 90% of the newspaper articles in his time have been negative.
Yes.
And they attack, and anger and hate never wins. We never saw problems like that. And we and what this has done is made people that are listening to this radio show, it's made you scared. It's made you uncertain.
That's right.
You're scared to speak out because these people will burn your flesh, but we gotta have the courage to speak out for our country and for what we stand for in our Constitution, and because we gotta preserve it. We cannot preserve it by hiding behind the wall.
We're gonna have to leave it there. What a wonderful thing to hear you say everything you've said, particularly what you just said, Fran Tarkenton. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Folks,
my
thanks
pleasure.
For listening. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.